title of my little message is Believing and Trusting in the Enabling Power of the Holy Spirit. That's kind of been rolling over and over in my mind today. That's a big title, isn't it? Believing and Trusting in the Enabling Power of the Holy Spirit. We want to believe, we want to trust in God. I want to like to start out in the book of Numbers, the 13th chapter. This scenario is so real to me. I guess I can relate to it anyway. When they were getting ready to go in the land of Canaan, they sent spies. And the spies came back in verse 26. It said they went and came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him and said, We came unto the land whither thou sent us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. You know, I'm not so sure it's good to send the spies out or not. here's all these things, all these enemies that they went through and saw. And it got them discouraged when they recognized and saw all the people there. They acknowledged to the Lord, yes, it flows with milk and honey. It's what you said it was. But there's a lot of giants there. There's a lot of strongholds there. In verse 30, it said, And Caleb steeled the people before Moses and said, Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. Lord, help us tonight to have the faith of Caleb and Joshua. They said, Let us go up at once. We're well able to possess it. They believed and they were trusting in the enabling power of God in their lives to overcome. They believed they could do it because they believed that God was on their side. Has the Lord showed you some good land? Has the Lord showed you some places in your life that's flowing with milk and honey that He wants to bring you into? Has He showed you some places of nice rivers and shade trees and places that He wants you to have, spiritually speaking? I believe He has all showed us places that He wants us to get in our spiritual lives. Victories that He wants us to gain and possess in our lives. But if we're not careful, we'll do the same thing that they did back there. We can be easily intimidated and say, I can't make it. There's too many giants there. There's too many walled cities there. There's too many obstacles for me to be able to receive what God has for me. Verse 31, it said, But the men that went up with him said, We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, The land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. You know, the enemy can make us feel like grasshoppers. Spiritually speaking, he can make us feel like you're not able to overcome this mountain or this trial or this difficulty. You're not strong enough. You're not able enough. But I want to encourage us tonight to believe and to trust in the enabling power of the Holy Spirit. It's the one of the blessings about it is it's not our power, it's not our strength, it's not our own ability, but it's God that is able to work in and through our lives. If we believe in Him and trust in Him, we are more than able to conquer and to overcome and be what God is calling us to be. Is there a yearning in our hearts tonight for more of God? For greater spiritual discernment? For greater victory? For more power in our lives than maybe what we've had in the past? I hope we all have that desire. I hope we have it till the day we die. More of what God has for us in this life. Not to just be content and satisfied with where we're at, but a pressing and a desire in our heart. Lord, I want more of You. I want more of what You got for me. I want more of Your power working in my heart and my life. And folks, I believe we can have it tonight if we believe and we trust in the enabling power of the Spirit of God to enable us to possess some of those places that maybe that we haven't possessed in the past. And I believe the Lord wants us all to have a strong faith in Him and a confidence in Him that He's able to give us what we need, and He's able to strengthen us and able to help us possess more of His likeness and what He wants in our hearts and our lives. When they saw all this, you know, have you ever had a room, a garage, a barn, something that you just kind of pack stuff in over and over, you just kind of let it go, and you pack stuff in there, and you pack more stuff in there, and in the back of your mind you think, it's time to clean this place up. It's time to do something with all this stuff. And you open up the door and you look at all that conglomeration that you got in there. What's the temptation? Close the door. Another day. When you see so much of it, it can drain you emotionally and spiritually. And you think, you see it all, and you say, where do I start? I feel like that's kind of what these people felt like. They saw the Canaanites, they saw all these people, the Hittites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, all of them that are mentioned here, and they just felt overwhelmed. It's too overcoming. But you know, the encouraging thing tonight, God told them, He said, you're not going to possess the ground at once. You're not going to take it all at one time. You're going to take it little by little. And you know, in those projects, like I mentioned, if we get in there and we just start doing a little bit, just making little bitty steps in progress and start moving things out and getting rid of some of those things that we don't need, pretty soon things begin to change. Things begin to happen. And the more you go and the further you go, the stronger you get, and you're able to do it. God gives you the ability to do it. I'll tell you, I went home Sunday night after service, Sunday night service, and I felt overwhelmed. I had the sheetrockers coming Monday morning, and I had a lot of little loose loose ends that I had to tie up to get ready for them Monday morning. And I sat there in my chair, my easy, it's not a recliner, it's a desk chair, but it felt so nice and comfortable. Sat there and thinking about that mountain. And I don't know what time it was, about 9 o'clock. I thought, okay, it's time to go. I got to get going, get on this. And you know, I just kept working. I had a list. I just kept plugging away at it, working at it. And things started, it just kept going. And the Lord just gave me strength. I worked all night, Sunday night. And I worked all day Monday. All day through Monday. Didn't get home to about 9 o'clock Monday night. And I didn't know I could do that. I'd done that years ago, but I haven't done that in a long, long time. But the Lord just seemed like He just helped me to get stuff done. And I had one little thing to do when they got there the next morning. I was working up to the morning when they got there. And I had one little thing to do, and I was able to get that done. You know, when we just, little by little, when we just set our minds and our hearts to it, pretty soon we just gain strength. The more we follow on with God, the more that we trust in Him and we lean upon Him, the stronger we become in our soul, in our spirit. But if we just thought, if we just pull back because we're intimidated or we're overwhelmed and we don't put our hand to it and we don't do the little that we know to do, then the enemy takes advantage of that, and it's easy for us to just close the door spiritually. When God begins to reveal things to us and He begins to help us to see where we're at, it's so easy for us just to be overwhelmed and we just kind of close the door. I don't want to deal with that right now. But if we'll open the door and just start doing the little that we know to do, it's not big, it's not complicated, but just start doing the little things that God begins to reveal to us, you'll find your spirit beginning to get stronger and stronger and stronger. And pretty soon that big old mountain begins to shrink down and become more and more manageable. That thing that you felt like you couldn't get victory over, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller till you're able to overcome. And you have victory in the area in your life that God wants us to have. But it's easy for us to get intimidated if we're not careful. When we look at the whole, thing, and let me say tonight, there's a lot of trouble in the world. There's a lot of things going on. Don't try to figure it all out. You know, don't try to get your mind all boggled down. If you listen to the... I pay attention to the news on occasion, but not every day. I find the news is just totally overwhelming. You listen to that day in and day out. It's just like listen to this evil report here. Day in and day out. After a while, it begins to wear on you. And you find your spiritual strength. You just become so engulfed with worrying, fears, anxieties, doubts, perplexities, and it just drains you spiritually. I'm not against the news. I'm not against knowing what's going on, but I'm going to tell you something. Too much of it will drain us. And Lord, help us to recognize when that happens. I wanted to mention also, the enemy has a way of making things look a lot bigger than what they really are. I know I've had times in my life when I felt like God wanted me to do something, and it seemed like it was too big. I was pulling back in my heart and my spirit, and I know different times that I've persevered and went on and did, and it was like, you know, it wasn't that bad after all. That's what the devil does. He meets us with such a dark, big, black picture so many times. And it's really not as bad as what it appears to be. But those things can cause us to draw back if we're not careful. It can cause us from going and possessing what God wants us to possess. You know, the Lord tonight, each one of us, He has a place. I think about the land that was allotted to them. They didn't choose the land out. God divided to them where He wanted them to dwell. And it was suitable for who they were, the tribes, what He wanted them to do. It was suitable for every one of them. It was a good land. It was a good place. Flowed with milk and honey. And the Lord has those places for us in our individual lives. Places, a good place for us spiritually, where we can dwell and we can be fed and we can be nourished in what God has for us. And Lord, help us not to set the limitations on God. Help us to be willing to inhabit the area and the territory that He wants us to have in our lives. One of my things I think about different times, I don't want to get to heaven and the Lord say, "Bob, what were you doing? I had so much more ground for you. You stayed just in that one little area there. I had more for you. I had more I wanted you to do. I had more of abiding for you." You know, there it talked about one place that said they limited the Holy One of Israel. They limited God's working. And I believe we can also do that. Lord, help us tonight to not limit what God and put limits on what He wants to do in our hearts and our lives. And Lord, help us not to bring God down to our human level. You know, sometimes we bring Him down to human capabilities. He's so far beyond human capabilities. He's so far beyond. And He is able to funnel that power, that blessing, that help down into our hearts and down into our lives. There's one verse that came to me. It was saying, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound unto every good work. God has a place that we can abound. You know, there in the land of Canaan, when they went in the land, they didn't have to live off skimp rations. They just didn't have to live off of just barely getting by. They had the fullness of the land. They had those big clusters of grapes they brought back. They had supplies. They had things that they could use. They had houses and lands that they could go in and take. They had gold and silver. They had possessions. Another place He mentioned here in this scripture, He said, chapter 14 and verse 1 said, "And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night." Oh, what a predicament that was in. "And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt." What an attitude. What a disposition. Lord, help us. Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, "Let us make a captain, let us return into Egypt." Then Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb The son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, rent their clothes. And they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we pass through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then He will bring us into this land and give it us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. Only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. You know, they forgot. Did the Lord bring them out of Egypt to perish? Did He bring them out of all those miracles that He performed to get them delivered out of the land of Egypt, just to bring them to the sword to perish? They forgot what God had done. You know, sometimes when we see the giants, it will cause us to forget what God has already done for us. It's easy when we got our, when we're just seeing the big mountain and the big picture, it's easy to forget what God has already done for us in our lives. He didn't deliver us out of sin to destroy us. He wants us to possess the land. He wants us to be able to go and possess what He has for us. Has the Lord done some things in your life? I know He has. Remember what He's done. That's what you remember with David when he was facing Goliath. That's one of the things that he came up to him that he said. He enumerated. He said, well, the Lord's helped me. He helped me with the bear. He helped me back. He helped me with that thing. He helped me with the lion. And now I don't believe I'm here on the alone. I believe the Lord sent me here. He's going to be able to help me in this battle too. Let's not forget what God has done for us. Let's not forget the good things that He's bestowed, that He's given. And may it encourage our hearts to go further. He's blessed us here. May it be a reminder to us. May we mark those Ebenezer stones. The Lord helped us. That it would encourage our faith in the goodness and the love and the mercy of God. That the Lord loves me. That the Lord loves and cares for us. As an individual, as a congregation, as the body of saints. The Lord cares. And He's working. Help us not to forget the good things that God has given to us. Lord, help us today. God is not... There are different things. I thought about John. I wanted to get John 14th chapter, the book of John. John 14, verse 1. This is one of the biggest challenging scriptures in the Bible. You want a real spiritual workout? This is it right here. Let not your heart be troubled. What was the answer? You believe in God, believe also in me. It's faith. Let not your heart be troubled. Don't let it be perplexed. Don't let it be worrying. These things that we're talking about tonight, what do? They erode away, they eat away at our faith and our trust in the enabling power of the Spirit of God in our lives. I remember Sister Dilly there at Guthrie years ago. She said, "Saints," so many times, I'll never forget it. She said, "Saints, if we're worrying, we're not trusting. If we're trusting, we're not worrying. It's hard for the two to coexist together. But we can allow..." And some of these enemies I'm talking about, they can creep in so subtly if we're not watchful and careful. And we can find our hearts troubled, worried, perplexed, overcharged. And then we wonder why we don't have faith. Those things steal away from our faith. We want to fight and resist those things. Doubting, unbelief, fear. Those things keep us from the land that God wants us to have. Lord, help us today to remember. I also thought about when they went in the land of Canaan, God had promised Abraham to his seed that land was to be theirs. God foreordained. It was promised that. They had the promise of God behind them. They had God's miracles with them. And Lord, help us today. God has given us promises also. Exceeding great and precious promises. That we can overcome all the power of the enemy. So when we come to God in times of needing to make decisions, how should we do that? When I come to a point in my life where I've got to make a decision, there's going to be a choice we have to make. Number one, we can say, or we can feel in our hearts, we can allow trouble and perplexity and all these things to just overwhelm us, or we can say, "Lord, I believe that you have the power and the ability to help me to make a good choice, a good decision." And when we exercise that faith, I don't know exactly how it works, but faith enables God to be able to move. Faith enables Him to be able to work in our lives. Jesus there at His hometown Nazareth, He said He did not many mighty works because of their unbelief. Christ had the power. He had the ability. But unbelief hindered that. And our unbelief can hinder God from working in our lives. Whatever the trial might be, we need to approach. Another place He talked about, He said, "Come boldly to the throne of grace." We don't want to come wondering, "Is the Lord going to help me this time? Is the Lord going to be there for me this time? Is the Lord going to sustain me this time?" That's not coming boldly to the throne of grace. He said, "Come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find help in time of need." We're in a time where faith is being really challenged. There's a scripture. There's a track, it's called "Just Before Jesus Comes," if you get a chance to read that. But it talks about higher education, it talks about there being a landslide. People do not believe in the power of God. They don't believe in divine healing, they don't believe in divine miracles, they don't believe in divine revelation. Much of the world doesn't. Lord, help us today to believe. To believe in divine intervention, divine power, divine revelation, divine healing, divine blessing that comes from God. Help us to lay hold and believe what God has for us. Another place it said, "He that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." So when we come to God, let's come to Him in faith. Not with doubts. If we have doubts, bring it to him. Let him know we have doubts. But we need, I believe it's very vital for us to exercise faith and believe, Lord, I believe they could have enjoyed the land of Canaan instead of wandering in the wilderness. It was God's will for them to possess that land. God wanted them to have it. You know, the spiritual victories that our heart yearns and craves for, God wants us to possess it. Those things that hinder us, those things that our heart craves to have more power and more victory in, God wants us to have it. He wants us to possess it tonight. But it's very important for us to come to Him believing, Lord, You're able. I believe You're able to help me get there. You're able to give me the strength. And then when we begin to pursue those little things that He reveals to us, you'll find your spirit going stronger. And that's one thing I wanted to mention. He mentioned there and then, he said, they're bread for us. Joshua and Caleb said, the enemy is bread for us. You know, when you conquer and you overcome, what does it do? When you obtain a victory, oh, it gives you strength and courage. You're wanting to go for more. Give me some more. I want more. You know, Joshua, was it Joshua when he was, or Caleb, toward the end of his life, he was up around 80 years old. He said, give me this mountain. He was up in years. But he said, give me this mountain. I want this mountain. I don't believe there's any stopping place for us in this life. I believe he told Abraham, I don't know if there's any. He told Abraham, he said, look, lift up your eyes. I'll give you. In other words, to me, it's saying, I'll satisfy your heart's desire. I'll fulfill your longing. Lift up your eyes. The land is yours. Let's do that tonight. Lift up our eyes. I believe God wants every one of us here to have a good life. He doesn't want Satan to drag us through and just bring us to a wilderness, just to die in the wilderness. He's got a good land for every one of us. Do we believe in Him? Do we trust Him? Are you willing to take that little step that He's wanting to lead you into? I want to encourage you to step out. I remember when I was a child, I felt a conviction in my heart to go pray at the altar. I was with my Uncle Jerry and Aunt Juanita. It was his father. I sat on the back row with him, and I think he saw, but you know, I made one step, and it was easier after that. It's that way spiritually. We take one little step towards God in these areas that He's calling us to. The next one gets easier. And you find your spirit growing because it becomes bread for us. It becomes our strength. But if we just close the door and we turn our back and we don't, then we're going to limit what God wants to do in our lives. Lord, help us tonight not to limit God. What He wants to do with us. How He wants to work. Let's not draw back and limit God. Let's take those steps. We all have places the Lord is calling us to. I'm confident that. Because I know the Holy Spirit is faithful. He's faithful to deal with us. He's faithful to work in us. He's faithful to show us areas that we need to work on and improve in. And if we take those little steps, the Lord will meet with us. It's not It's not always easy. Mountains are not always easy. The giants are not always easy. The walled cities, maybe, that we've allowed to be there for years and years and years and years, are not always easy to come down. But they can come down if we believe and if we trust in the enabling power of the Holy Spirit. God will enable us. Amen. Pray for me.